welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely amazing day today. And how are you doing today, Dan?
Austin, doing absolutely wonderful. My voice is a little bit froggy today, so I'm doing my best interpretation of Darth Vader on today's show. So you guys, hope you'll enjoy about a 2-octave drop on my voice. But I am blessed beyond measure, shaking down, running over as my cup cannot contain it, for this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, even if I do sound like Darth Vader. Interesting article came up today, and it was on Forbidden Knowledge TV. I posted it on the website, and it said that basically Alex Jones was deplatformed for far less than what the mainstream media has perpetrated with their continual lies about Russiagate. Think about what this article is saying. They're right. With their constant barrage of seditious propaganda drilled into the people over the past 2 years, but will we see YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook derank these outlets like ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN in response to their fake news for the past 2 years? Of course not. Nobody in the mainstream, not even Trump, are talking about how it is even possible that mainstream media and the tech giants could get away with this for so long, and more importantly, to ask what continues to drive this ongoing conspiracy to overthrow the president. Guys, I'm going to stop you for a second. This isn't a conspiracy to overthrow the president. They don't want to overthrow the president. What this is controlled opposition of the president, so they make it look like Trump is struggling. Everybody wants an antagonist in the story. Everybody wants a hero in the story. They want Trump to be the hero by the antagonist. This is all being controlled by the mafiosa central banks. It goes on to say, CNN was widely reported to have lost 30% of its viewership over the past year, downsizing its staff and online operation. The AP reports that mate Rachel Maddow, the unbelievable liberal from CNN, lost 500,000 of her viewers this week alone. Yet she and all of MSNBC remains resolved to double down on the anti-Trump rhetoric, with Joe Scarborough saying, "We're not going to divert our eyes. Damn the torpedoes. Full steam ahead. Follow the story where it leads us," quote unquote. Please, NBC, MSNBC isn't following a story. They're following orders from who? They're following orders from the mafiosa-controlled central banks. That's where this is coming from. This is going on since 1934 with the Exchange Stability Fund. This is going on from Lucky Luciano with his ties to the mob back in the 40s. This is where it's all being controlled from. They even talk about it in the first movie, The Godfather, on how they brought the drugs into New York City. Their agenda does not appear to be financially driven. In terms of the straightforwardness, market economics that are supposed to drive business, Don Case, who publishes the Getting Trump blog, now they've got a blog called Getting Trump, puts it very succinctly in his latest post. The media bought and paid for by the same globalist interests that have controlled part of the U.S. intelligence or services willingly pushed a fake narrative, hoping the people would rally to their side and to demand the removal of the legally elected 45th president. That's what they wanted us to believe. That's not what they expected. I suspect we'll learn more about these merciless globalists that have worked to fracture our society in recent years and who will continue to torture us with their psychological civil war until they can be stopped. Guys, they don't – when you control the media, when you can watch 30 or 40 outlets – all read the exact same script. I've got it posted on Health Master's website. You can read and listen to them all together. In unison doing this, when they control the media to this level, they control the outcome of the narrative because they control both sides. This is what these clowns have done, and the whole purpose, and we covered it yesterday on the show, multiple reasons as to why they did what they did for the past 2 years, including 5G, including deplatforming yours truly, moi, taking me off of YouTube, and a lot of other people got yanked off of YouTube also because they don't want the real word out there. Now, I just watched a really good video this morning. It's called Renegade State. I've got it published on – I have it posted on the website, and it links the family Brown, Edmund Joseph Brown, Pat Brown, Jerry Brown, Newsom, William Newsom, William Newsom III, Barbara Newsom, Gavin Newsom, and Pelosi, John Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, Ron Pelosi, and Getty, J. Paul Getty and Gordon Getty, are all linked together in organized crime to run the entire state of California. What they don't do in this video, and it's, gosh, it makes me so angry, even though I posted this on the show, they leave it all hanging as to who controls these guys. And you've got to look at what's happening with the CIA, with the drugs, with the Sabbatean Kabbalists, with the Luciferians, with the pyramid hierarchy as it goes up to the top. You've got to go up the next notch and see the international banking cartels who are controlled via Lucifer are running this whole show all the way down. These are the black magicians of this world in doing this. You can't just stop with organized crime and say, hey, it's the organized crime. You got to ask yourself, how does the organized crime bring $1 trillion of heroin into the United States every year? And why does no one talk about it? Why won't CNN, Fox, NBC, ABC, or anybody talk about the involvement of the CIA? We already saw Iran-Contra. We already knew Ollie North. We already knew the drugs they were running down there from the MENA drug cartel. We already know they do this. It's not like it's some big secret. It's just they never stopped. They never stopped. But nobody will discuss it. Why? Because the international banking cartels like to launder all these trillions of dollars coming in to maintain their profits. I saw another good article that I've also posted on the website. It was very interesting. And here's what it said. It said, how can a company of like a $1 million market as far as gross sales, how can it lose $1.9 billion a year? How can it lose more money than it's worth? And it goes into detail on this, and it says basically what happens is this. They bring in all of these investors, a lot of these giant Ponzi schemes, and they make everybody believe that they're going to have all of this money coming back to them with these ridiculously high returns, and in reality, there's nothing there but investment capital that's being re-rolled in a giant Ponzi scheme until they can take that company public. And when they may take that company public, they'll make billions and billions of more dollars. And then all of a sudden, everybody who invested money in that company broke. In fact, the article is from WallStreet.com, again, posted on our website. How can a company worth $1.8 billion in revenue lose $1.9 billion? And it goes, we show you how to do it in this video. For a 9-year-old company, generating larger operating losses than revenues is an art. It takes some doing, requires full connivance of the investors whose money has been placed into this product. It says, we are sitting on well north of $6 billion in cash, said the chairman, Michael Gross. We have access to a lot of capital in a lot of pockets, and we have a big opportunity ahead. In other words, it sits on these billions it has extracted from investors and is going to burn them. And when it goes public via an IPO, it will extract more billions from investors and burn them also. It will burn billions and billions and billions until the day the investors balk and pull their funds out. We saw this with Tesla. Tesla stocks have plummeted. They fall into the floor. Their car production is even – we don't even know if it's going to even happen anymore. I'm telling you, this whole thing with Tesla, this is another Rothschild-funded cutout with Musk. I've listened to this guy now on TV. He sounds like a moron sitting around smoking dope. I mean, this guy, he's as bad as Jeff Bezos. All of these guys get picked by the international banking cartels, including people like Ray Kroc with a massive expansion, as far as I'm concerned, with all of these franchises they put out many, many years ago in these fast food businesses. And all of these things happen on an ongoing basis. The Rothschilds pick a company they like. Here's the problem. Tesla started to make cars that actually were nice. They started making cars that actually were fast. They started making cars that were only powered by electricity. They started developing battery systems that really worked. Suddenly, they had to crash it. Why? Because of the petrochemical global money process of the petrodollar trading only dollars in oil. They can't allow it to happen this quickly. They've got to do it more slowly. They can't just drop the bomb on the entire economy of the petrodollar. The only reason that the United States dollar is stable at this point and is stronger than most world currencies at this point, because it shouldn't be, because of the massive inflation we've had in the last 10 years, is because of the petrodollar, because of our reserve currency status. Because quite frankly, guys, if we didn't have this, we literally, because of this, when we inflate our currency, we have to inflate the entire planet's currencies for our currencies to fail. They learned this with the Weimar Republic. The same guys are doing it here, did it there. Weimar Republic, only one country, too small, couldn't handle the increase of currency, hyperinflated, same as Venezuela, can't do it. But when you inflate the currency for the United States, and it's the reserve currency of the entire world has to take a bite of the apple. And it keeps it going and rolling that much longer. Another article we posted is called from altmarket.com, The Federal Reserve's Controlled Demolition of the Economy is Almost Complete. Wow. Think about that for a second. They like to pump and dump, pump and dump, pump and dump. They did the same thing in 1929. They dumped the stock market. People lost billions and trillions of dollars. Today's money, they bought everything back up for pennies on the dollar. It's what they do, Austin. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question about it. This has been systemic for over 100 years now. People have to realize, you know, when the stock market drops off, and people always go, oh, man, all this money was lost. Money wasn't lost in the stock market. It was redirected into whose bank account it went into. Because when you start having the markets drop off, it's because other individuals are pulling their money out significantly faster than you are, and they had bought in at way less. The same thing we saw with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a complete and total scam. There are people buying in at $20,000 a coin, pumping it up. And then they already came out. Remember, they came out, what, 6-7 months ago. They said, the crazy part is 1% of the Bitcoin holders own like almost 85-90% of the Bitcoin. It was all from the top down. It was another Ponzi scheme. These guys had bought into this stuff. They had made sure they knew when the CIA built it, as we've reported multiple times, that there were CIA undercover, basically, agents that were working with that, including IT guys that had never been heard of again. They bought in this stuff at $100 a coin. They dumped in a couple $1 million in it, bought up almost everything of Bitcoin that existed on this digital market. Then they sit there and let it run up for the next year, and let it run up, 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 and go from 3,000 to 5,000 to 10,000 to 50,000 to 20,000. And then guess what they did? They pulled all their money out. They didn't lose money in the market. The people that lost the money were people that were maxing their credit cards out and mortgaging their houses out to put in $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in Bitcoin so they could own one and a half, two Bitcoin and turn around and lost everything. And now what? It's down to what, $3,000 an ounce, $3,500. It's garbage. It's garbage. You look at the metal market, the metal market's all over the place, but no matter what happens, so I've always told people, no matter what happens, if the money drops, if the market contracts on silver, gold, platinum, palladium, whatever it is, you still have that ounce of silver, you still have that ounce of gold, you still have that ounce of platinum, and it has never, ever in history, ever been at a zero value or even close to a zero value. Metals have always appreciated if you look at the historical charts of the last 100 years. Anyway, so back to what you were saying a second ago with NBC and all these guys that have never been deplatformed. This is something that I found to be quite troubling yesterday. Harrison actually sent it to me, and I've vetted it on a couple different websites now, and Facebook has admitted to this. Facebook has now come out yesterday and said it will now treat white nationalism and white separatism the same as white supremacy. Facebook is now banning any white nationalism or white separatism on their platform Tuesday. Facebook will also begin directing users who try to post content associated with white nationalism to a nonprofit that helps people leave hate groups. Hate groups. They're now classifying a white nationalist as a hate group. White, if you haven't understood it, before you hear all the propaganda and lies, a white nationalist is basically somebody who's white. They're proud of their nationality, they're proud of their heritage, and they're proud to be an American, and they're a proud white nationalist. Just like if you have somebody that's black, they're proud African Americans. We see that all the time. You see people that are proud Hispanics. I mean, one thing that always is so ironic to me is when you see people come over here from Mexico or other Mexican countries or, you know, Hispanic countries, and they come up here and they wave their flags around, they put their flags in their cars, they put their flags on their front bumpers, they run around and talk about how great Mexico is, how amazing Mexico is, and then you go, well, if Mexico's so great, why aren't you living there? If you want to have Mexican nationalism, that's incredibly fine. I'm perfectly okay with that. I think that's, you know, I admire that. But why don't you have it there? Why are you coming here illegally to promote your Mexican nationalism in the wrong country? Just my take on it. If you're in America, be a proud American nationalist. If you're white, if you're black, if you're Hispanic, you're Chinese, whatever, be a proud nationalist of what you are. We have that unity and we have that right to do so. Well, apparently Facebook doesn't think so. They said the new policy will be officially implemented next week. They said last year Facebook banned white supremacy on its platform. It explicitly allowed white nationalism. However, after backlash from civil rights groups and historians who say there is no difference between the ideologies, Facebook has decided to ban all of them. They go on to say further here, you'll get this, specifically, Facebook will now ban content that includes explicit praise, support, or even representation of white nationalism. Phrases such as, and I quote, I am a proud nationalist. And also another quote, immigration is tearing this country apart. These types of phrases will now be banned according to Facebook. Fishman said that users who search for or try to post white nationalism content will begin getting pop-ups that will redirect them to the website Light After Hate, a nonprofit founded by an ex-white supremacist that is dedicated to getting people to leave hate groups. So Facebook is now designated being a white nationalist as a hate group. Ironically enough, as you guys already know this, Black Lives Matter and multiple of their other cohorts is up and running full force on Facebook. Also, too, Antifa is running full force on Facebook. You remember when Facebook banned InfoWars last year, but kept Antifa up and multiple Antifa sites. So now we have Antifa hate groups, Black Lives Matter, that basically a lot of that group hates anybody that's not black, are all considered, okay, freedom of expression, Facebook, good thumbs up, good to go. But now, if you simply even make comments referring to white nationalism, or you're proud to be a white nationalist, you are now going to be banned, and then you're going to have pop-ups slap you in the face that refer to you to hate group sites. This is nuts, Dad, how far Facebook has gone down this rabbit hole
of right.
censorship. But at the same time, they're so completely and totally biased and contradictive. If Facebook came out now and they said, listen, we don't like hate in general, everybody that says anything hateful gets banned. If you say something about Muslims, you're hateful, you get banned. If you say something hateful about Christianity, you get banned. If you say something about whites, you get banned. If you say something about blacks, you get banned. Everybody gets banned. We're going to make sure there is no hate whatsoever on Facebook. Any type of hate that we deem to be hate gets banned. I'd say,
well,
golly,
yep.
That's pretty authoritarian. But this is crazy, Dad.
Well, no. Remember about a month ago, I got a bunch of emails. And they're like, what the heck are you talking about the Frankfurt School? That has nothing to do with anything that's happening today. That was almost 100 years ago. This is the Frankfurt School. Remember, the Frankfurt School is the one that pushed the development of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. It's the one that pushed all of this stuff. Because what happened in Germany, the children were trained to be basically white nationalists, starting in 1930, 32, 33, 34, whenever Hitler took power. And remember, I'm not a fan of Hitler, just telling you what happened. And we need to understand who these guys were and what they did. And what happened is when the Frankfurt School came over in 1933 to Columbia University, and they started doing the research, they had to destroy white nationalism because it's what created Germany into a superpower in the 30s. And made the German people fight against the bankers in 1938, throwing the Federal Reserve Bank out of Germany and issuing debt-free currency. All of this stuff is what they do. This is what they do. It is the Frankfurt School teaching that developed the Anti-Defamation League. It used to be called the Anti-Jewish Defamation League. Because the Jews that were coming into the United States from Germany and from Russia, the majority of them were communists. And so what happened is people started talking out against them, saying, we don't want the Reds, the communists, coming into the United States. And so they developed this protocol, Austin, in order to say, hey, white nationalism, you can't be proud you're white. And now we see it in 2019, the full growth of this, almost 100 years later, of all white is bad, but Antifa, which was a name that was used in the Russian Revolution, in the Russian Revolution, if you watch Dr. Shikvago, they talk about Antifa. I kid you not. This is the same group now that is running this stuff in Facebook. It's all the same people. It's all the International Communist Banking Cartel Satan Group. They run it all. They run 95% of the media. They pretty much control all food distribution in the United States. That's one of the reasons, I believe, we're getting so many foods contaminated with compounds such as aspartame that we have no idea why it's in there and it's not on the label. All of these same groups are doing this on purpose because they want to destroy white nationalism, because they cannot allow the seeds of white nationalism to grow. See, there's always been a nationalistic fervor in the United States with white people because we were proud of our country. I'm still proud of the country, of what it could be, what it was, and what it could become. I'm proud of my German, white, ethnic background. If I was black, I'd be proud of my black background. If I was Hispanic, I'd be proud of my Hispanic background. There's nothing wrong with that. But these guys don't want that because it creates unity in a subgroup. And all they want to do is destroy all groups. This is what they're wanting to do. When the United States came together for World War I and for World War II, it literally could do anything. And they know that. That's why they had to come in 1913 and they had to take control of the currency to take the fangs off the United States, to control them, to put them on a short choker leash and say, we'll contract the M1 money supply or we'll raise interest rates. If you don't do what we tell you to do, it will collapse the economy. And Woodrow Wilson, probably the greatest terrorist, if you want to call it that, or the greatest traitor to this country, if you want to call it that, is the one who allowed this to happen because he decided he wanted to have an affair at Princeton, and Samuel Untermeyer blackmailed him. Now, you find another station that talks about this, another show that talks about this. Samuel Untermeyer blackmailed Wilson. Samuel Untermeyer was one of the top Zionists in the early 1900s, and Samuel Untermeyer is the Zionist who declared war on Germany in 1933. And he's the one also who was pushing for the rebuilding of the Third Temple and for the rededication of Israel and creating an Israel state again. I mean, guys, this has been going on now for basically, you know, hundreds of years. And what's interesting, I just got another link that just came into me this morning, and it basically was Mike Pompeo visits the Third Temple Sanhedrin Synagogue. And it talks about the dedication of the Third Temple and the synagogue that they're going to build over in Jerusalem. The Rothschilds run the world. The Rothschilds own Israel. It's their fiefdom from the Balfour Declaration. Now, they may not own all the land directly or whatever, but they directly, indirectly control everything that goes on over there. That's why we see a career criminal like Benjamin Netanyahu just sitting there, and they're, oh, he's going to go to jail, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. No, he's not. As long as he does what he's supposed to do, it's not going to happen. Look what they're doing also, Austin. The Department of Homeland Security, just in the last 2 weeks, has released 24,000 border crossers, illegal aliens in the United States. In the past 2 weeks, 24,000. This is under Trump. Trump's not doing crap. Trump is on a choke chain, too. And as long as he helps in the rebuilding of the Third Temple, the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem, they're going to leave him alone too. They're going to stop all of this stuff. He's on a choke chain. The Department of Homeland Security released 24,000 foreign family members who crossed through the United States-Mexico border and the U.S. over the course of the past 2 weeks. And this month, Breitbart News has confirmed. What the heck, man? Catch and release. You catch him and you release him. Catch him, release him. That must be one of the most frustrating jobs that you must ever could ever have, is to be a border control guy, to know that as soon as you catch him, incarcerate them, they're going to be released. And this is why, according to Scientific America, and it's posted on our website, medieval diseases flare as unsanitary living conditions proliferate. Typhus and other infectious diseases are hitting homeless communities all over the country, primarily due to people bringing these diseases into our country from other countries where these diseases are still prevalent. This is exactly what I warned about 5 years ago, and quite frankly, nobody bothered to listen as far as from a national standpoint. Infectious diseases, some of the ravaged populations of the Middle Ages, are resurging in California and around the country and are hitting homeless populations especially hard. Los Angeles recently experienced an outbreak of typhus, a disease spread by infected fleas on rats and other animals in downtown streets. Officially briefly closed part of City Hall after reporting that rodents had invaded City Hall. Yeah, that's where we all want to live. They're bringing their third world hellholes here into the United States. People in Washington State have been infected with the Shigella bacteria, which is spread through feces and causes diarrhea, as well as Bartolone guaiantia, which spreads through the body's lice and causing trench fever. Hepatitis A, also spread primarily through feces, infected more than 1,000 people in Southern California in the past 2 years. The disease has also erupted in New Mexico, Ohio, Kentucky, primarily among people who are homeless in high population of immigrants. Guys, this is happening right now here in the United States. It's basically a horrendous thing that's happening here. And the problem is, this is coming in from third world countries. I warned and warned and warned. It's like Ellis Island used to screen these people coming in from Europe for diseases. I warned years ago that we had to start screening these people, putting them in quarantine if they were sick. Nobody listens. Why would they? Because this, again, is part of what they want. They want to bring all these sick people into the United States and then scream and pitch a, excuse my language, biatch fit. Ah, we got to immunize everybody now. We have to have martial law quarantine for immunizations. That'll never happen in the United States. I got emails from it. It just happened. It's happening right now. Martial law quarantine, medical martial law in New York State. Are you kidding? No, we did a regional show on it. It's not ending. Why? Because it allows them more and more and more power and forced vaccines. So the sicker the people are they bring in and it starts spreading to the general population, they don't want to admit that these people that are coming from third world countries are bringing these diseases in. Oh, for heaven forbid that. We can't do that. Because Cloward and Piven, again, from Columbia, from the Frankfurt School, is bringing all these people in to overwhelm our system and create a social welfare catastrophe here in the United States, which we already have with over $100 trillion in debt when you consider unfunded liabilities. This is what's going on. The international banking community wants their one world government. There's too many of you. You become a pest. You're like these rats that are infected with these fleas. That's how they see you. They've got to consolidate this world government, and they've got to get rid of white nationalists to do it. They've got to destroy the very fabric of our society, the very fabric that created the United States of America from the Pilgrims, with freedom of religion, with a Protestant work ethic. They've got to destroy it, and that's their goal, Austin. What do you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. That's exactly where this is headed, and that's why I talked in detail yesterday about what is going on up there in New York State, because, I mean, that was so troubling to me when I read that yesterday, and it got, like, zero news coverage on any mainstream outlet except for, you know, basically state news places up there in Rockland County and stuff like that. And I was talking to Steve about this earlier, about, you know, the aspect of what they just did. And I said, you know, I still wouldn't agree with it. I said, but if they came in and they said, listen, if you have officially been diagnosed with the measles, you know, we're basically quarantining you to your property until you basically are not showing any symptoms and you're good to go. And I would be like, I'm not really a big fan of that either, because you're really kind of restricting what's going on. But you at least have somebody that has the measles. You're restricting them to quarantining them to their house so it doesn't spread. I got it. But that's not what they're doing here. They're going now and they are penalizing people criminally, I might add, for not being vaccinated by saying if your child under the age of 18 is not vaccinated, they essentially can't leave your property. They cannot go into a public place, which is essentially everywhere. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to church, can't go to the mall, can't go to the store, can't go to the gas station, can't go anywhere. You're basically quarantined to your house by law. That's a really slippery slope. I mean, they just crossed a line. Something that has never been done in U.S. history just got done yesterday. We're not quarantining people that are sick. No, 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 no. We are quarantining people that are perfectly healthy, but they have chosen not to vaccinate. How many articles have I brought up now where schools have come down with measles, whooping cough, chicken pox, all the stuff, and majority of the kids that contract the disease are all vaccinated, and the huge portion of the children that aren't vaccinated don't catch anything, yet they're being blamed for it all, saying they're the ones that are spreading it. How are they spreading it if they don't get it and they're not vaccinated and they're immune to it from natural immunity, but the people that are getting it are vaccinated? How in the world does that make any sense logically? It doesn't. It's because they have to push the narrative and they have to make you believe that vaccines are perfectly safe, they're 100% effective, there's no side effects, and they work every time. That's the lie that they tell you. That's the lie they continually shove down everybody's throat when they know it's a flat-out lie, when you see the numbers here and who's contracting what. Doesn't matter. They're using that as now an excuse to come in now and quarantine you to your house because you do not submit to the medical boot that they have tried to thrust on your throat. And you say, no, I'm not going to submit to this medical tyranny. Here's the problem, guys, with what just happened up in Rockland County, New York. What happens next when this doesn't work still? And because of the influx of diseases that are coming in from south of the border and the lack of sanitation that people are exhibiting and people still not wanting to wash their hands and do other things sanitary, and this continues to get worse, what do they do next? Who's the scapegoat? oh, it's still going to be the unvaccinated population. What are they going to do next? What are they going to say? Okay, guess what, guys? You're not vaccinated. Your children aren't vaccinated. We're suspending your driver's license now. So if we catch you on the road, if law enforcement catches you on the road, they're basically going to have, you know, a BLO for you. As soon as we find out, be on the lookout, BLO. We're going to issue a BLO for your tag, your vehicle. If we see your vehicle now, you're going to be stopped, and you're going to be arrested, and you're going to be detained, and you're going to be brought in immediately. You're going to be forcibly vaccinated for driving on a suspended driver's license. So they will have a precedent to pull you over. But I didn't commit a crime. Doesn't matter. You're driving on a suspended driver's license. But I didn't do anything wrong. Doesn't matter. County said, state said, you're driving around, you're unvaccinated, we've suspended your driver's license, sir. You and your whole family are basically being taken into quarantine. You're going to be vaccinated now for not complying with this. That's the next step. And where does it go from there? As I said before, when we start having these red flag gun laws go into effect, where's the next step now? Oh, well, these guys are unvaccinated. Oh, well, we've restricted their driver's license now. They're still not leaving their house. Well, guess what? Now we deem them to be a threat to the greater good of humanity. We need to go ahead and get a search warrant to remove all their firearms from their house. We're going to disarm them. So next step is we can kick in their door with a flashbang at 4 a.m. with an 8-man fire team SWAT team, and then bring nurses in after everybody's been detained on a gurney, and we can forcibly inject them with whatever we deem to be necessary for the greater good of humanity. This is where it's headed unless we start taking a stand for it. This is how far it's going to go down the road. That's how far it's going to go down the road, guys. And now we have – this is – Missouri is now trying to pass a bill. They've tried this two times now. Back in 2011 and 2014, last one was vetoed by the then Governor Jay Nixon. But now Missouri has made a monumental step towards freedom and liberty. And supposedly, it looks like the Senate and the House is all in agreement now. They are going to pass this, and it's going to be up to the governor to sign it into law. So far, there is a massive amount of traction for it. It is a pro-gun legislation bill, SB 367 and HB 786, which will essentially prevent all state agencies and their employees from enforcing any federal laws that infringe on the Second Amendment right. And on top of that, what they added to it, this is the pact that I really, really, really like. They now are going in and they are saying that any federal agent that comes into their state to try to enforce federal gun laws will be detained and arrested by sheriff's department in that county. This is huge right now because not only do they know, Missouri knows if they pull this stunt, they are going to get zero funding from a federal level now. They're going to be on their own. They are going to be their own island when it comes to federal funding as far as law enforcement. They don't care. They are willing to do this. And what's ironic, I read about this earlier, the main opposition, get this, the main opposition of this bill was the NRA. They are the biggest opposition to this bill in Missouri, which is no surprise to me because I've told you guys for years now, that's why I don't give NRA money anymore. I used to be a staunch supporter, used to be a card-carrying NRA member, and I do not support them at all anymore because they have been fully compromised. And I saw that last 2 years ago in 2017 when they came out and they blatantly supported the bump fire federal ban after the shooting in Las Vegas. And I said, these guys are compromised, and look what we have now. But what's ironic about this and what's pretty interesting about this bill, if it goes through, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it right now because it's not here yet, but any registering, any taxes, any fees, any stamps imposed on firearms, period, everything is going to be void in the state of Missouri. And from what I have read so far, and like I said, we'll see once it actually passes, this bill will nullify federal statutes, including the NFA Act of 1934 and the Gun Control Act of 1968, meaning if this passes, Missouri will be their own island that will then continue to start allowing NFA weapons to be sold in the state without any tax stamp imposed or any 1986 Gun Control Acts imposed, meaning Missouri residences, if this were to go through, they would be allowed to buy current manufactured machine guns in the state of Missouri if they kept them in their great state. This is monumental if they they actually pass this. And again, there's, and I think a lot of stuff is about to happen under the scenes to try to prevent this from going through, because this will essentially make Missouri in the crosshairs of every federal agency, because they literally will have thrown a drink at the ATF and said, hey, we're not going to comply by your unconstitutional laws anymore. We're not following this. We're done. We've had enough. Genug. In German, that means enough. We're done with it. We're doing what we want, following the Constitution. So I give Missouri kudos. These guys have some guts right now. So we got to follow it closely and see if this actually goes through, because if it does, telling you right now, I may actually be looking at buying some property and a house up in Missouri. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, we'll have a massive influx of people going to Missouri, but quite frankly, I give it like 10% chance of passing. Here's why.
Yeah,
you don't get to the governor's chair. You don't get to that level without some serious compromise on your part. Now, I'm not saying the governor's been compromised in any kind of weird or unethical way. I'm not saying that, but they've got some things on every person they allow to get to that level. Why? Because they learned it from J. Edgar Hoover, the great homosexual cross-dresser who was basically nauseating to me and a complete and total pervert, and with his FBI and how he completely destroyed law enforcement as far as from an ethical standard, starting with the FBI. So we saw this as the example led by Herbert Hoover, who basically didn't care about the laws, didn't care about his weirdness he was involved in. All he wanted to do was keep dirt on everybody. So I don't think it'll go through. I hope it goes through. And I, with you, Austin, will be buying land in Missouri in the event that this does go through. But quite frankly, there are all kinds of other ways the federal government could do it. They could ban the sale of these types of weapons from a national level in the state of Missouri and pass laws against it and tell these other manufacturers that they're going to be sanctioned for selling into Missouri. There's all kinds of legal wrangling that will take place before they allow these guys to step away and get out of the noose, which is the rest of us apparently have stuck our heads in. But I do wish that our legislation in the state of Florida had the same kind of guts that the Missouri legislators have. Because remember, we decided to sign our draconian gun confiscation bills under the advice of Mr. Donald Trump in order to push our state into this banning of guns as far as draconian gun laws. Ridiculous. By the way, you were saying something a minute ago, Austin, about what was going on in New York. And I want to go ahead and say one more thing about that. Right now, we're already under medical martial law and basically quarantines in that area, in Rockford. You know, we've already – now we have basically medical tyranny in that area telling people they cannot go into public areas. We now have medical quarantine in those areas for something that – they're not sick. You're right. That's what's interesting, also, when you said that. These people that are being quarantined are not sick. They're just not compliant. They're just not being compliant. But you got to remember – if this doesn't fix the problem, the Federal Emergency Management Association, FEMA, will be brought in. Now, stay with me, everybody, on this. FEMA will be brought in. We got measles going on still. It's not fixed. We've got to do something. FEMA will then, who have already opened up their FEMA camps, they will go to these people that have not been medically vaccinated, and they will pick them up, you know, with that flashbang at 3 o'clock in the morning, like the good old Gestapo used to do, and they will just simply take them to a FEMA camp. Because they have to be put there for their own protection. There you go. I said it, didn't I? Got to protect them. Okay? Okay? And then they'll be basically – but by the way, these FEMA camps are also known as concentration camps, all right? And then at that point, they can do forced medical procedures on them, breaking every law that we learned that we needed to pass after the concentration camps were basically reviewed. But remember this, guys. When the concentration camps were inspected at the end of the war – they found hundreds of thousands of pages of research that had been done on human beings as far as cold, heat, mind control, MK Ultra, all of this stuff. The governments who came in with the United States did not, I repeat, did not destroy that research. Rather, what they did is they hired the guys who were doing the research from the concentration camps through the MK Ultra program and through Operation Paperclip, brought them into the United States with the MK Ultra program and allowed them to continue doing the research, including doing all kinds of horrible things to people in the United States as far as testing on them. You think, well, they really, really wouldn't do that, would they? They did that. They did all kinds of testing on people, including syphilis and everything else, to see what would happen if they had these diseases given to them on purpose. You think, well, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, you know, because the government's curious as to how to kill you. And now, the Rutherford Institute has a website up. John White has a commentary that's posted on our website, and it says, The Making of a Monster. And it says, we all are lab rats in the government's secret experiments. Wow. Think about that for a second. I mean, think about that. The U.S. government is in its pursuit of so-called monsters, has itself become a monster. This is not a new development, nor is it a revelation. This is a government that has in recent decades unleashed untold horrors upon the world, including its own citizenry, in the name of global conquest, the acquisition of greater wealth, scientific experimentation, and technological advances. We took these guys that had no medical ethical values whatsoever from these concentration camps, who would kill young children and kill inmates absolutely for no reason, simply because they wanted to see what happened to them, how quickly they would die. And we hired them. We hired them and brought them into the United States. I mean, we secretly race-based tested mustard gas on more than 60,000 enlisted men. Okay? The MK Ultra program, which is hundreds of unsuspecting American civilians and military personnel, were dosed with LSD, some of whom commit suicide without being told they were being given LSD. I mean, just think about that for a second. You're sitting around, you know, having a taco, and you start going on a trip. You're like, what the heck, man? I'm going insane. You have no idea that you've been dosed with LSD. So this was done over and over and over. They started releasing various gases and particles on crowded subway platforms. I mean, they did this back in 2016 to see what would happen with the New York subways. They insisted that the gases released in the subways were non-toxic and did not pose a health risk. In our best interest, they said, to understand how quickly a chemical or biological agent could be spread. Okay, remember, in 1949, they sprayed bacteria into the Pentagon's air handling system to see what would happen. In 1953, the government operatives staged mock anthrax attacks on St. Louis, Minneapolis, and Winnipeg. In 1965, the government experiments of bioterror decided that their army scientists exposed a million New York subway passengers to airborne bacteria that causes food poisoning. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and it goes. Here's what Sinner goes. The mindset driving these programs has been likened to that of the Nazi doctors experimenting on the concentration camps. As the Holocaust Museum recounts, Nazi physicians conducted painful and often deadly experiments on thousands of prisoners without their consent. You think, well, how in the heck did they do all that? Well, guess what? They brought these same boys over here to keep it going here in the United States. Think about that for a second. Thousands and thousands and thousands of these Nazis, tens of thousands, were brought from concentration camps and other various parts of the United States via Operation Paperclip, and basically were brought into the United States and started running a lot of our government systems here in the United States. And it goes, as if the government's covert taxpayer-funded employment of Nazis after World War II wasn't bad enough, the U.S. government agencies, the FBI, the CIA, and the military, have since fully embraced many of the Nazis' well-honed policing tactics and have used them repeatedly against American citizens. You go, whoa. You need to read the book, The Fourth Reich by Jim Mars. He's dead now, may he rest in peace. You want a reality check of how much of this influence has been put into our federal government, into the United States of America? It's there. The Fourth Reich by Jim Mars. You need to read it. Guys, this is where it's headed. Do you think they opened up all these FEMA camps with all these caskets everywhere just because they wanted to spend some money? You think that just because they thought it'd be cool? These are all contingency plans, guys. This is all planned out in advance. And if it doesn't develop the way they want it to develop, they create the circumstances to force it to develop the way they want it to develop that way, so their contingency plans will be the same. This is the same thing if you watch that movie Operation Valkyrie with Tom Cruise. Years and years ago, he put this movie out, and it was basically the plot to overthrow Hitler and kill Hitler in his bunker. And they had Hitler sign all of these laws into existence, you know, before they did this, so that upon his death, all these laws would automatically be implemented. This is the same thing they did with after 9/11. They put the Patriot Act in. They put all these different laws into place, and they put more and more and more and more laws into place. Why? Because once these events unfold, maybe 5, 10, 15 years, maybe tomorrow, we don't know, these laws automatically kick in. They don't have to be passed like Obama signing to seize everything. It doesn't have to be passed. It's already law. They can just take it and fulfill the law and not miss a beat. This is where they've taken our country. This is where the international satanic control banking cartels have taken our country, along with all the mafiosa groups who work directly with them and bringing us to our knees into the new world order. What do you think, Austin?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, there's absolutely no question that, I mean, it's definitely gotten crazy. So, I mean, it's something that, I mean, we're... It's, I mean, all this stuff that's going on, we see with DARPA and everything else. I mean, I saw this article, it was from last year, and it's really kind of come back up again because this research is actually starting to be tested again using insects spreading viruses to fruit food crops. You know, we see what happened with the U.S. grain bin collapse up in Iowa. If you guys saw that, I mean, we've had millions of dead calves up in Nebraska. Now we've just lost literally thousands and tons of grain in Iowa. The floodwaters that have been wreaking havoc on Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas so far have already resulted in $3 billion in damage with these floods that are going on. They've had multiple locations where all these huge silo bins have burst open, destroying literally thousands of tons of grain. This has been all over the place now. So, I mean, the food shortage issue that we talk about so much is starting to come into effect. Well, now we have the Pentagon that got DARPA, wanted to start doing the research project called Insect Allies. This is actually of October of last year when they released this. The Insect Allies DARPA project involved using gene editing techniques like CRISPR to infect insects with modified viruses that could help make American crops more resilient. If cornfields were hit by an unexpected drought or suddenly exposed to a pathogen, for example, Insect Allies might deploy an army of aphids carrying a genetically modified virus to slow the corn plant's growth rate. According to the DARPA website, these targeted therapies could take effect in a single growing season, potentially protecting the American crop system from food security threats like disease, flooding, frost, and even threats induced by state or non-state actors. A team of five scientists have already voiced concerns that the project could easily be exploited as a biological weapon. Seal Javonki said to use insects as a vector to spread disease is a classical bioweapon. Insect Allies is still in the early stages of development, and at least four U.S. colleges have already received funding to carry out research. Beckstein told the Washington Post that the project recently achieved its first milestone, testing whether an aphid could infect a stalk of corn with a designer virus that would cause fluorescent behavior. According to the Washington Post, they reported that the corn glowed after it was infected by the aphid. So we see these floodings that's going on, which is almost now going to be used as an excuse to bring in these aphid virus armies, essentially these locusts, to infect the crops with these viruses, to have no idea what possible ramifications this is going to have on the human beings that eat them. That's always ironic with I've seen a lot of stuff, you know. We've seen it with glyphosate. We've seen it with atrazine. I mean, the list goes down the line. I mean, you guys already know. So they test all this stuff. They make it multi-pesticide, multi-herbicide-resistant food. And nobody bothers to ask the question, what happens when you eat this garbage? What happens when you eat food that's been sprayed down with multiple tons of Roundup over its growing season? What happens when you ingest this food for an extended period of time? What happens to your digestive tract? Oh, well, researchers actually did question it, and they took rats, and they took pigs that were fed only Roundup-resistant corn. That was it, Roundup-resistant corn, corn that had been sprayed with Roundup for pretty much an entire growing season from Monsanto, glyphosate-resistant corn. And they found that every single one of the rats grew monstrous tumors on their body, and the pigs had massive amounts of just their entire guts literally went to mush when they dissected them, when they opened them up. Their entire organs, their stomachs, everything. These are pigs, guys. Pigs can eat just about anything. But no, not Roundup-resistant corn. They apparently can't be fed that for long periods of time because their entire digestive gut went to mush. This is how toxic this stuff is. And now we have them using the excuse that we need to start having insects go in and infect crops with viruses that make them more resilient. This is like out of a horror movie, Dad. Like, it reminds me of Resident Evil or something.
Well, remember, this is the population reduction. This is what they want. I mean, you know, G. Edward Griffin, you know, the author of Jekyll Island, he basically said that the reason they're doing chemtrails is because of food production control. They want to control crops and make more money on it. You got to understand, it's not enough that they want to kill you. It's not enough they want to turn your intestines into mush. It's not enough they want to infect you with every virus known to man and give you LSD and you don't know about it. That's not enough. They want to make money on you while they're doing this. I mean, they're a bunch of greedy blankety blanks. And you think, well, how in the world can they be that greedy? They already own all the money. It's not about the money. It's about the power. It's about making you lick the boot. See, you got to understand something. And I've talked about this before. These globalists have an atavistic hatred towards Christianity because Christianity has been the dominant religion in the Western world for the past 2,000 years. And quite frankly, Christianity really persecuted the Jews, especially in the first few centuries. I'm just letting you know what happened. And they became very resentful of this. And now that these folks are running Hollywood and they have this deep-seated hatred of Christians and Jesus Christ and the cross and the message of the cross, they're doing everything they possibly can to get rid of white people. The white Protestants that did all this, the white Catholics that did all this, they hate them all. And you say, well, they shouldn't hate everybody. Well, if they can't completely convert you to Satanism and get you to turn into a complete and total weirdo and want to drink blood and have weird relationships with people and other things and objects and become pansexual and totally mess you up, then they want to kill you. And see, and the problem is the white nationalism, as they were taught through the Frankfurt School, has been born and bred into us. You get down here in the South with some of these Southern boys out in the woods, whoa, you start trying to take these boys' guns away, they're going to die first. But the problem is going to be this. Let's say you have a piece of let's say over outside of Birmingham, Alabama, they go into some people's homes and they start taking guns and a bunch of people get shot, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to hear about it on the news. Nope. Because they don't want anybody to have a rallying war cry. They don't want to do that because they control the media and the dissemination of news. They're not going to let you know what's really going on. They could tell you right now that a dirty bomb went off in a city in the United States and blanket the news, stop the news, and have all this fake stuff showing you that a dirty bomb just went off, and everybody would bite it hook, line, and sinker, just like they do with these false flag shootings. Everybody go, oh, my gosh, it's a dirty bomb, okay? No, no, no. You know, people don't realize New Zealand has already been slated by the globalists to be taken over by the Red Chinese. The Red Chinese don't want to go in New Zealand and have a whole bunch of doggone people running around with guns and armored redoubts saying, we're not going to let you come take us. Okay, yep. So they have to get the guns away from New Zealand. You say, well, wow, that's just kind of crazy. Well, yeah, I didn't say it wasn't crazy. I'll go into more detail on that tomorrow. But the guys, listen to me. What happens is this. These people are continuing to plot against you because they really hate you. And because they really just hate whites. I mean, that's why Facebook now is banning any kind of white Nazi. They say, I'm proud to be white. You're banned. You're a neo-Nazi. No, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I don't even like Nazis. I just happy that I'm white. I'd be happy if I was black. I'd be happy if I was Hispanic. Why can't I be happy with what color I am? What's wrong with me? Am I supposed to take a crayon out and start coloring myself? What the heck's wrong with me? You know, that's what they want. They want you to have all the self-doubt and self-deprecation. That's what they want. Because a divided state, a divided country, a divided people are easily conquered. They want to reduce you to that. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Had the opportunity to pray for you guys again this morning. You guys are awesome. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you get your vitamins, your multiple vitamins, and your products from healthmasters.com. It sponsors this show. It allows me and Austin to bring you a show that's an hour long with no commercial interrupts. And because you support us and you get your multiple vitamins from us, it allows us to bring you this news that nobody else wants to bring you. And so thank you for doing that. I also have the opportunity to privilege, because I've asked you to let me do this for you, to pray for you in the morning and pray God's blessings on you and his protection on you. That means the world to me. You can ask Sharon if you ever see her in person. We pray together every morning for you guys. And it's just that important to me. I love you guys. Thanks again for your support. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for all the support. And we really just appreciate you guys spreading the show, getting the news out there, waking people up. You know, we have our free weekly newsletter you can sign up for on our website. We send out all kinds of different stuff, from different articles that we write to specials to sales to coupons, and also the everyday show that we send out, to make it as easy as possible for people to forward our show out and get it out there. All you got to do is click the email, click forward, send it who you want to send it to, and send it right out. It's got the show notes on it, the titles, the links to it, everything. This is why we continue to do this, because we have to wake people up. I mean, what happened up here in New York, up there in New York, is very troubling to me. What's going on in Missouri is very exciting to me. There's a lot of things that are going on right now that we have to either support, or we have to sit there and say, this isn't okay. I'm not okay with this. And, you know, what happens in Missouri? I don't know. Do I think it's going to pass? Probably not. Do I pray it's going to pass? Yes. Am I going to support anybody that I can, including calling people up today and finding out what I can do to support them? Absolutely, 100%. That will be a huge landmark victory for the Second Amendment if we can get something like that to pass in Missouri. Simply because, as I told you guys before, we have been on the defensive for decades now. It's always another gun bill that bans this, registers this, stops this, makes it a felony for this, all the time. It's always some other bill that's constantly coming in and restricting our rights more and more and more and more. Most people don't realize that. We haven't had anything in years that actually supports or rolls back some of those laws. So support those guys out there. And when you find out what's going on in New York, make sure that is not okay up there. Even if people bring it up that are pro-vaccine, even if you're moderately pro-vaccine, you cannot be pro-vaccine and pro-constitution and supporting that issue up there. You may be pro-vaccine on some stuff, but there is no legitimate way you can still be pro-constitution and support banning people from leaving their homes simply because they have not had a vaccine. They're not infected. They're not symptomatic. They have no proof, no showing whatsoever that they've been sick at all, but yet you're banning them and quarantining them in their house. That's an issue, especially when you're dealing with like 150 people have got measles up there. I mean, give me a break. It's not like there's 50,000 people have contracted Ebola in New York. Then I'd be like, oh, I would stay in my house just because I don't want to catch it, okay? But this is not that. 150 people got measles, the whole state of North Carolina, or whole state of New York. I mean, come on, guys. Give me a break. It's so clear to see exactly what's going on. So thank you for your support. Thank you for everybody coming together and helping us at Health Masters and allowing us to make this show 1 hour of full news every single day. If you guys need anything, check out the website at healthmasters.com. The super potent E, our vitamin E, our mixed tocopherol vitamin E, incredibly strong formula, really, really good for blood pressure, really good for cholesterol, really good for energy. On the website now, on sale at Health Masters.com. Also, to be sure to check out the other products, including the Body Balance Himla, which is on sale as well right now. And of course, we have our CBD products we have now just recently released. So check those out at healthmasters.com. We appreciate the support. We thank you for everything you do. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay frosty. Stay awake on what's going on, and always stay prepared. And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow, as always.